It is a real treat for me to welcome to the show people, two people who I have never met, but they are puppet people, and I am a puppet person. Mike Olean and Claire Sachs, I hope I'm pronouncing your names correctly, folks. Am I?
Perfect.
Yes, you are.
Well, perfect. They're not that hard. I do mean that. They are the co-artistic directors of Roughhouse Theater Company, which is going to be performing at one of my favorite places on the planet, Ragdale in Lake Forest. It's called the Puppet Prairie Promenade, and we'll get into the details of that. But how did you, as someone who used to sit under the stage at the Red Moon, where I really got hooked on puppets, you two, is when Blair Thomas and Jim Lasko let me not participate, but observe up close and very personal their production of Frankenstein. I was under the stage with various Frankensteins of various sizes, and I've been hooked ever since. I have been absolutely hooked. How did you two, could you give me a little of your background and how you wound up in the Rick Kogan puppet world?
Sure. Well, I guess, and I think that this is true for a lot of puppet people, which thank you for actually calling us by our proper name.
I've always called, that's what I've been calling myself. I didn't know there was a crowd of us, but I am so proud to be.
Oh, there's a lot of us.
I know there are in Chicago. I want to get into that too. But I am a proud puppet person and will be happily tell anybody. How did it happen? How did it happen for you, Mike Olean?
Yeah. So for me, I guess, like a lot of puppet people, you just play with dolls a little too long and a little too hard, and it just sticks with you for a while. So I moved out here from California with a couple of other UCLA grads, and we came here to do experimental theater, and very quickly found out that in Chicago there's a pretty large appetite for puppet works. I actually got my Chicago puppet start with, it was the Building Stages Object in Motion Festival, and then pretty quickly after that, I guess the Building Stages isn't around anymore, but right after that, I did a Red Moon show, and we did a Shadow Puppet Swan Lake with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and I thought, holy gee, you can actually make a living at doing puppetry, which I found very quickly afterwards that wasn't the case.
No, stop that. You can't make a living doing it. It's a passion and an incredible creative outlet. Claire, is your story at all similar? You didn't come here from UCLA, did you?
No, I didn't. No, I mean, my background is more traditionally in theater as a performer and writer. But I think like a lot of people who we have found who are sort of part of our community of puppet people in Chicago, sort of felt like I was butting up against the edges artistically of what kind of traditional theater would allow.
Sure.
So like puppet storytelling feels like it opens all of these doors to, you know, being able to tell different types of stories and being able to tell stories in different ways. That because puppetry is essentially a cross-disciplinary art, it's a way to tell stories, you know, visually and spatially and using movement and not relying on character and sort of traditional plot the way we often think of plays.
In a way, though, you two, doesn't it give you a much broader canvas on which to work, and that sounds really naive, but does it make any sense to you guys?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, puppets can get away with a lot of things that human performers can't necessarily.
Exactly.
You know, one of the things that we particularly enjoy about puppets is that their natural state is, it's death.
You're right.
You know, the object,
exactly.
The object without a puppeteer is, it's just an object. And so to be able to bring life to something that I don't know, that relies on you for that life, it makes that moment that it spends on stage sort of all the more worthwhile, and all the more its time on earth becomes all the more precious. And I think that audiences, whether they can articulate that or not, they intuitively understand it, and sort of puppets do a remarkable job of being able to capture focus, and to be able to deal with sort of like either dark themes like death. You can also, you know, you can have them do sort of like crazy, weird, surreal, wild stuff. And, you know, nobody can fault them for it because it's just a puppet. It's not a person doing it.
That's right. You're right. It's just a puppet that made that other puppet's head fall off. No, I'm totally into this. You've been around the country. I like to think, you know, chauvinist that I am, Chicago chauvinist that I am, that Chicago is the hotbed for puppetry. But I did meet a group from France some time ago that does these massive puppet parades. Do you know who I'm talking about? They were
Royal Deluxe.
Yes. Yeah. So I mean, is this it occurs to me that this is something of a golden age, or we're getting into, and you guys are at the forefront with Roughhouse Theater Company, of a sort of golden age of puppetry. We all, you know, especially now, I think, as kids don't really play with toys, puppet toys, in the same way that perhaps I did in my generation and older generations did. They're electronic kids now. There is magic in that puppet world. Yes?
Oh, man. I mean, we certainly think so. Yeah, and I think you're right. I think there is there's this thrill to watching a very analog art form is something that's exciting to all of us.
Yeah.
And I think it's also exciting to audiences. I mean, particularly in the way that Roughhouse likes to work, we feel like sort of the magic of puppet theater is in kind of watching all of the mechanics.
Yeah.
So like, you know, we like to let the puppeteers be visible on stage. We sort of like to embrace kind of the inherent rough quality of the art form. Because I think seeing the magic of how it works is part of what makes it so exciting.
I think
that at this moment there is even more of an appetite for it. I mean, the Chicago International Puppet Theater Festival is entering, what, third year?
Yeah. When Blair first told me... I remember when Blair first told, I've known Blair for a long time, I'm a great admirer of his too, but he told me he's doing this. I said, really? Is there, you know that I'm a puppet person. Is there really enough? And he looked at me in that classic Blair way that says, Rick, you're an idiot. And yeah, it is the third year coming up. And did you, YouTube, I want to take a break and keep you on even longer because we haven't even gotten to Ragdale yet. Mike Olean and Claire Sachs, the co-artistic directors of Roughhouse Theater Company. How did you two come together to become the co-artistic directors, and I assume as co-artistic directors you founded this company, yes?
Well, I was one of the founding members we started in 2009, and we're more sort of a DIY experimental multidisciplinary theater company. Very DIY, and I think in it was 2013, 2014?
14, yeah.
That's when, you know, we sort of realized that, like, if we were going to make a go of this, we should, you know, take it as seriously as possible. And we incorporated and, you know, set out with a new mission to focus on puppet theater and strange stories that celebrate the weird things that make us unique and the weirder things that keep us together.
And all the amazing things this puppet can do. Mike Olean and Claire Sachs, the co-artistic directors of Roughhouse Theater Company, hang on for a couple of minutes. We'll get some commercials, and then I really want to talk about... You guys have been out to Ragdale, right? You've seen Ragdale? And seeing where you'll be.
Yeah,
that's what I want to talk about, too, because obviously you are in many ways a site-specific theater company, and I want to get your take on what you're going to do out there. So if you could hang on for a couple minutes, please.
Got it.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Well, that's some commercial. Watch Micah and Joe. That's Micah Mater and Joe Donlan, weeknights on WGN TV News at 9. I have roughly 10 solid minutes left, which is a long time on radio, not long enough for these two, Mike Olean and Claire Sachs, the co-artistic directors of Roughhouse Theater Company. We've been talking about the astonishing world of puppets and what can be done with puppets, and how I think, in one man's theory, in this increasingly electronic age, there is a lot more wonder in seeing a puppet perform or as part of a performance than there is in an electronic game that you can play on your phone. That's why the Puppet Prairie Promenade, which takes place at Ragdale in Lake Forest on August 15th at 7 p.m., ragdale.org, R-A-G-D-A-L-E.org, sounds filled with potential. Now, Mike and Claire, you're not going to say, oh, no, Rick is just going to be a regular old nothing. You guys, obviously, you know, you from what little I know of your company, you do a lot of site-specific stuff. I want to write about you, too. And Ragdale is an astonishing sight, is it not?
It is. It's beautiful. We were out there last week and just kind of wanted to stay, just like sitting there.
Well, who doesn't? Yeah. What did you concept? How did this whole thing come to be? I mean, obviously, someone at Ragdale, maybe one of their programmers or someone said, "Hey, how'd you like to be part of our, the Ragdale Ring Performance Series?" And you said, "Well, did you say yes without seeing the space?"
Yeah. I mean, so we threw in Chicago. We work often at Lynx Hall, which is a fantastic venue, and Roel Schmidt, who's the director of Lynx Hall, is on the curatorial board at Ragdale, and so she put us in touch with the team up there, and then we hadn't seen the space and hadn't seen this year's ring design. Fun agreeing to do the performance, but we were just like very excited about the idea of a space and kind of the idea of an unpredictable and flexible stage space. It sounds like a fun challenge and opportunity to bring puppets into.
Do you, Mike and Claire, after you saw it and are driving back to, I'm assuming you don't live in Lake Forest, driving back to the city, did you start then at that point to conceptualize? It must have been in whatever kind of car or conveyance you had, must have been a real kind of idea, a fest of, you know, we could do this, or am I making you sound too crazy?
Oh, no, not at all. So in terms of, I guess the ideas of the things that we'd be bringing, we have some collaborators who are themselves a separate organization called the Wonder Wagon, and that's led by Will Bishop and Grace Needleman, they have created a lot of these really sort of remarkable, large-scale reed sculptures, reed sculptural puppets. So they're made out of reed like you would make a chair or baskets out of. It's a remarkable lightweight material that you can drape fabric over. They can move really quickly and be very large. And so they make these really incredible sort of like monsters and creatures that we'll be kicking the evening off with, essentially by sort of, I guess, running around and having puppet shenanigans in and out of the prairie and on the sculptural objects that are these sort of incredible chairs and stage spaces. So those are going to be sort of like large-scale immersive puppets. And then the evening is going to sort of switch gears a little bit and move more towards the stage where we have a sort of a small cabaret performance of about six or seven works that we've done over the years.
Neat. Yeah, to showcase to people. It may not be your normal crowd or your, you know, I don't know if you have subscribers. You probably not. But this is to showcase what you've been doing all this time in Chicago, right?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
My new favorite.
Yeah, and we're really going to.
Go ahead. No, I just wanted to tell you, Mike, my new favorite phrase is puppet shenanigans. I hope I have many opportunities to use that. I love that. I love that phrase. So how many people are in your, how many people are in your company?
Oh, we just added some company members. We've got six company members,
but I'm used to that, like a much larger network of other collaborators who are, you know, performers and designers and composers.
Yeah.
We just came from a rehearsal this morning that I think had 25 people.
Wow.
A lot of whom we've worked with before and a lot of whom we haven't. But it's exciting to like find yourself in a room of other puppet enthusiasts.
I would think, too, not in order to be a company member, that the company members are not merely actors or facilitators. They are also creators of the puppets. Yes? I mean, it's a broader range of artistic talents that each one of them has. Or is someone just such
Yeah. I mean, there's some of both. There are people in the company who more do design, and there are people in the company who, you know, more perform or more write. But I think you're right that puppet theater being what it is, there's like always a little bit more of thinking kind of in multiple artistic camps.
In
the approach to any project.
Do you folks at Rough House Theater Company have a permanent space or no? That can often be a problem.
So we have most of the shows that we create, we try and keep the scale of them relatively small. So up until this October, where we're building a relatively large scale haunted
house. That's what I want to write about, because what I really do, I express my puppet passion mostly in print. This is a rare on-air opportunity to do so, but I will be in touch about the walls of Harrow House. There's no question about that. This is an interesting challenge for you, is it not, the Ragdale performance on Wednesday, August 15th?
It's a different space than we have performed before. I think it'll actually be our first outdoor performance.
Oh, neat.
Exciting puppets.
Well, our first outdoor performance of this particular work.
Right.
We've been out of guards.
Sure, yes.
Well, there was the one time where we were in a metalsmith shop.
Well, of course.
Poop everywhere. technically, we were under an overhang. The audience was out of doors.
Although we're at one of the pieces that we're performing next Wednesday, I forgot about that. We did this like a half outdoor blacksmith shop, and there are puppets that are thrown to the ground, and we were concerned about puppets accidentally landing in goat turd, which I think they emerged pretty unscathed.
You think being an actor is tough, being a puppet is tough. I cannot tell you how nice it is to meet the two of you in this kind of remote fashion, Mike Olean and Claire Sachs, the co-artistic directors of Rough House Theater Company. They will be performing with the Wonder Wagon company, I suppose, at Ragdale. If you've never been to Ragdale, it is one of the most beautiful settings, certainly in the Midwest. Wednesday, August 15th at 7 p.m., go to ragdale.org. What's the website for your theater company?
It is roughhousetheater.com, and theater has an E-R at the end.
like as well it should, the way all good puppet people would spell theater.
Like all good American theater.
Thank you, too. I can't wait to meet you face-to-face, and I'm hoping to get out there for the Ragdale thing, because I would just love to sneak in a room and stay at Ragdale for, you know, my entire...
We love to see you there.
Yeah.
We get puppet people have to stick together.
We do. It is really a pleasure to meet both of you, and it's very exciting to get to know you again, even in this remote fashion. Knock 'em dead at Ragdale, will you please?
Oh,
you got it.
Thanks. Thank you so much for
talking. Claire Sachs and Mike Olean, the co-artistic directors of the Rough House Theater Company. Again, go to ragdale.org to get your tickets for Wednesday, August 15th at 7 p.m.